taped program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. I promised you a good show today, and we have an amazing show for you today. First hour, we're going to have Brooks Kubik on. We're going to be talking about the mental aspect of strength training and muscle building, how to use visualization techniques to go to the next level of performance and results. These are tried and true methods that have been used by some of the forefathers of physical culture, and they still work today for those who employ it. Later in the show, Mike Mahler and world record holder strongman Mark Philippi will be on talking about Mark's new DVD, Mastering the Power Exercises. And that's an amazing DVD. I've watched it, and we'll talk about that later in the show. Before we get started, I have to mention also, number one, that towards the end of the Brooks Kubik segment, we will announce the winner of the first two volumes of the Legacy of Iron books, number one. Number two, I want to mention that Orbit Nutrition is blowing out PES's Shift. Shift is a thyroid hormone, naturally occurring thyroid hormone called T2 that has profound fat-burning effects. Unlike Alpha T2, which we talked about during the summer, last year, which I used to lose 11 pounds, it has no yohimbine in it, so there's no stims whatsoever. It's just pure T2 thyroid hormone. So you can actually take it before bed and go to sleep, and it does not have a negative feedback on the thyroid, so it doesn't shut down normal thyroid hormone production. You can actually get it for just $14.99 a bottle, down from $23 a bottle. Go to orbitnutrition.com today and get your bottle of Shift, because the summer's right around the corner, and if you want to be able to see your abs, you may have to do something special, and Shift may be just what you need. Okay, Brooks Kubik, how you doing?
Doing well, Carl. How are you today?
Good, good. We've heard about visualization. A lot of people talk about the simpler side of visualization, which may be done in the gym while you're training. But then there's guys who take it to an extraordinary level and say that they actually think about their workouts the day before. They see themselves doing their workouts. And a lot of people think, gee, that's a waste of time. Just get in the gym and get under the bar. So does visualization really affect the way and the extent that you can build your body?
It not only can affect it, it is probably one of the most powerful training techniques or training tools that anyone can use. And that is anyone in any sport, in any branch of weightlifting, weight training, strength training, bodybuilding, fitness, anything. Visualization is just absolutely just an incredible, incredible force that everybody should tap into. And everyone can tap into, but most people don't.
Now, you know what the naysayers say, right? They laugh when you talk about this stuff. They go, okay, well, you know what? I just won't go to the gym. I'll just stay home all day and think about working out, and my muscles will grow.
Well, Harry Paschal addressed that back in the early 1950s in a book called Development of Strength. And everyone's going to think that you just pitched me one, but actually I was going to read a quote from that book. Let me do that.
Go ahead. Good. That's great.
Unfortunately, dreams and reality are different states. Just to dream that you can lift 300 pounds is no sign you can do it. You must build the necessary cords and sinews and muscle fibers to handle such a weight, or you may be in for a rude awakening. However, the weight trainer who consistently dreams a dream and works and exercises to achieve it is quite apt to accomplish just about as much as he sets his subconscious mind to do.
You know, I mean, great, great individuals have written books about the power of the subconscious mind, the power of intention and its ability to affect whole lives. Why not? Why should it not be able to affect this one little facet of life, physical culture?
I mean, it absolutely makes no sense to think that that visualization, which is a technique for linking your mind and body, which is basically the secret of effective strength training, to say that that wouldn't work is silly. Now, the Harry Pashaw quote that I mentioned, that was not just based on somebody writing a book and throwing in something about dreaming dreams. That was based on his real-life experiences with the biggest, strongest weightlifters and bodybuilders of his era over a period of 30 years. He wrote, for example, about sitting down with Tony Chalazzo, who was the first American to win an Olympic gold medal in weightlifting. Okay? And remember, when you're first at something, that's pretty important because you're the one who has to break the barrier.
Right.
And Tony Chalazzo had a dream. His dream was, okay, I know that all the weightlifting champions, this is back in the 1930s, I know that all the weightlifting champions are from Europe, but you know what? I think I can beat them. And he started dreaming on that. He started focusing on that. And he eventually, as I said, he became a world champion, world record holder, Olympic gold medalist. And Harry Pashaw talked about sitting down with Tony Chalazzo before a competition. And Tony was sitting on a park bench, a simple wooden park bench, and he was saying, you know, Harry, I think it's possible for a man my size, he lifted 148 pounds, I think it's possible to press 300 pounds. I think I could do it. I'll tell you why. And he starts going through all these reasons. He says, you know, I focus on that, Harry. I'm dreaming of that 300-pound lift. Now, did he get there? No. But guess what? At 148 pounds, he was able to do a strict military standing press overhead with 250 pounds.
Right.
Okay. And that's one of the interesting things about visualization. It works so effectively that you actually need to set the bar pretty darn high.
Right.
If Tony Chalazzo had said, you know, I weigh 148, I think it'd be really great to press 200 pounds, he probably would have stopped at 180 or so. Instead, he focused on a dream of pressing 300 pounds, and he got pretty darn close to that weight. And again, that's for a man who weighs 148 pounds,
yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, you know, pressing 100 pounds, military pressing, not bench pressing, military pressing 100 pounds over your body weight is pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's for anybody. That's excellent.
Yeah. The other interesting thing that I wanted to share with everyone, Tommy Kono has a section in his book, Championship Weightlifting, which is an incredible book about the mental aspects, the mental elements of strength training and Olympic weightlifting. He has a section where he talks about the United States gymnastics team back in the 1960s and 70s not being very competitive. Not being able to go up against the Europeans and the Asian countries, consistently ending up pretty near the bottom of the heap internationally at World Championships and Olympic Championships. And one of the problems was that the athletes from the other countries trained a lot more and a lot longer. And they were able to train, basically they were professional or state-sponsored, and they could train 6 hours a day, 7 hours a day, 8 hours a day. And the American athletes were high school and college students, and even though they were hardworking young men and women, they just couldn't put in 6 or 8 hours a day. They had to go to school. Some of them had jobs. They just couldn't do it. And the American coaches finally hit on the idea of visualization. And this was to the point where the whole team sat down and visualized their routines.
Right.
They didn't do them. They went through the routines step by step, very intricate gymnastic routines, going through the routines, learning the new moves, really focusing on seeing themselves performing the move perfectly. They'd write down in a notebook the step-by-step details of the move. They do all kinds of things to engage their mind, to really focus on that. And what they discovered was that instead of taking 100 attempts or 100 repetitions to learn a move so that you could perform it in gymnastics competition. They were able to reduce that to 30.
That's pretty
impressive.
Solely
by doing the visualization drills.
And, you know, it stands to reason. If you don't even want to buy into the whole visualization can spark progress, then let's just look at the brain just for a second. We're going to go into a commercial break, and I want to explore this even more so when we come out.
Okay.
You're watching a movie. You know it's not real. But yet your fists are clenched, your heart is pounding because the person on the screen is being chased by an imaginary killer. Okay? Or let me give you another illustration. You're driving a car and something catches your eye to the left. And so as you're looking to the left, all of a sudden you start to veer to the left. The body does whatever the brain wants it to. The body follows the brain. And so if the mind thinks it's real, the body doesn't question that. And that's a fact of life.
That's true.
You know,
yeah.
So, all right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I want to pick that concept up when we come back. We're talking with Brooks Kubik about the mental aspect of building strength and muscle, visualization to help you make progress. And also, at the end of the interview with Brooks, we're going to announce the winner of the two volumes of Legacy of Iron. You're not going to want to miss today's show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Please don't forget about opresource.net. opresource.net. The best peptides at the best prices, and super Human Radio listeners get an additional 25% off when you use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, SUPERHUMAN25. GHRP6, IGF-1 long R3, pegylated mechano growth factors, it's all there at opresource.net. Okay. When we were going into the break, Brooks, I said that whatever the brain thinks, the body will follow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to go to urban lore for a second. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. There's always that story when we talk about great amounts of strength. You know the story I'm going to talk about now, Brooks. And as soon as I start saying it, the grandmother and the grandchild and the car. You know what story I'm talking about?
Sure.
The car falls on the grandchild. The grandmother, who is nowhere strong, is able to lift the car enough so that the grandson can get out from under it. We've heard this story over and over again. We've heard stories about women lifting cars off of their children, and we've heard and I have to tell you something. I have experienced this at a fraction of its effects. When I was squatting one day, and I had 500 pounds on the bar, and I was exhausted, and I went down for one, I had done three reps already, and I wanted to do a fourth rep. This was back in 2005 when I was trying to become a power lifter.
Mm-hmm.
And the gym was full. Now, whatever the impetus is for everybody, it's different. But for me, it was embarrassment that day. The gym was full. And when I went down, I started to go down, and I went a little bit too far below parallel. And all of a sudden, in a nanosecond, I became panic-stricken that I was going to fall to the ground and have to drop this amount of weight on the ground, and the noise it was going to make, and the embarrassment of everyone looking at me as I fell back. And God knows, maybe it was going to hurt me too. And all of a sudden, I sprung out of the hole with a force that I've never been able to reproduce again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've asked myself, I've pondered this question over and over again. I've said to myself, if I could develop that amount of force because everything in my body freaked out, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go down. This is going to crash on me. And in a nanosecond, I just blasted out of the hole with more force than I was. So then I started to say to myself, okay, am I sandbagging? Am I really stronger than I think I am and I'm not trying as hard? Or did something magical happen at that moment? And I keep coming back to something magical. I think that when the brain says, okay, we're in trouble, the body responds with superhuman force.
You only use a certain percentage of your muscle fibers, even when you're working as hard as you possibly can. And it's a fairly small percentage. You know, it's something on the order of 25 to 35%, and that's the difference between Joe average and a superstar athlete. But even a superstar athlete, an Olympic champion, uses roughly one-third of his or her muscle fibers at any one point in time. So if you can do something to increase the amount of muscle fibers you're using by only 1 or 2%, it's a huge increase in your available strength. And I think what happened with you, it was the panic situation of, oh, my God, I'm going to fall. Bang. You suddenly were able to utilize, to trigger, to pull into play more muscle fibers.
Everything went into play. I remember blasting out of that to the point that it went up so fast, the weight went up so fast, and I racked the bar, and I held on to the bar because I thought to myself, okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to pass out now, I bet, because I blasted so, and I didn't. I was fine. I was like, mm-hmm. And that's when I started to think about this concept, for the first time in my life, that we have reserves that we never tap into, that whatever the impetus is for one person or another, but they start in your brain. There was nothing different. My body was fatigued at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But my brain, all of a sudden, instead of thinking about all the other things that it probably thinks about, all departments became focused on one task. I did not want to end up on the ground with all that weight, making all that noise and the embarrassment that I would have felt. That's all I could think about. It was embarrassment mm-hmm. for me.
Sure.
And I became so focused, laser focused, that I everything in my body just went bang, and I came right out.
I've shared the story, in my writing, but I'll share it now. I was at a powerlifting contest many years ago. I was working as one of the officials, and I was judging the squats. And there was a guy, college age kid, 242-pound class, and he was doing a squat with 550 or so on the bar. I think it was 550. And I was the head referee, so I, you know, give him the down sign and the up sign, right?
Right.
So I am seated, I'm in a sitting position in a chair off the lifting platform in front of him because I'm the one giving the signals. I'm probably 10 to 12 feet away from him, sitting down. He's got a spotter on each side of the bar. This is his opening weight. It was a relatively easy lift. He goes down, nice low squat, comes up. It's looking pretty easy. And the spotters on the side thought he had made the lift. They thought it was easy. He stands all the way up, looks like he's fine, and the problem was he was holding his breath. And all of a sudden, his knees buckled, and he just started down.
Yeah.
And it was happening so fast that even with two spotters, because they thought he had done the lift, they weren't quite there in time, and he starts down, and the bar's on top of him. Okay?
Right.
I can see his eyes roll back, and I see the knees start to buckle because I'm in front of him. So I have an advantage over the spotters. But
right.
Remember, I'm 10 or 12 feet away.
Right.
I dive forward. Before he drops, I'm there right in front of him, and I hit him with a forearm, lifting him up. I remember thinking to myself, what am I going to do? Because I don't want to knock him backwards. So I hit him with a forearm because I didn't want to hit with hands and knock the more wind out of him. Hit him with a forearm across the lower chest, straightened him up, and I remember I saw his eyes kind of roll back, and immediately I grabbed him in a bear hug, holding him up. And his knees are out from under him, so I'm holding him and the bar on top of him.
Right.
And then the spotters took the bar off him. Okay?
So you're now, so you're holding him up with the bar, basically.
Yeah.
So you're holding...
Yeah. I got there before he...
Hit the ground.
Well, before he dropped more than an inch or two.
Right.
Which is, if you think about it, it's impossible. But if you're really focused, and when I was a judge, I was always watching very hard, a lot of concentration, because the lifter's safety is my responsibility. You're something triggered this incredible speed forward and then the strength to, you know, catch him as I've described. And that wasn't just physical power or muscle power. That was an emergency response situation. That's the kind of thing that you were talking about. That's the kind of thing, the mother pulling the car off your baby or the grandmother pulling the car off the baby. You know, that's what we're talking about.
David Wilson just posted on Facebook, and I'm going to make this last statement because this sets up the notion that the brain can make the body do things that the body is never prepared to do. David mm-hmm. Wilson posted that he was in a car accident. He slammed into a median. And on an overpass at 50 miles an hour, he knew he was going to go over the side of the overpass. He grabbed the steering wheel so strongly that for days he couldn't fasten his own pants. The soreness in his arms from holding on. So, you know, and we all know this. We've heard these stories a million times. We know that when the brain, and you know what I think it comes down to? It's not just visualization. It's a matter of the complete brain agreeing. It's like all it's not just visualization. It's visualization with complete commitment that what you are going to do, you can do. That enlists the entire brain so that the body can do superhuman things. Because think about this for a second. We always know, we hear about people who, oh, well, you know, this guy was on drugs. They shot him six times. He kept coming. It's not the fact that it's because the brain doesn't feel the pain. So the brain is going to just move through and keep on coming. So you think, oh, wait a minute. So in other words, the magic is harnessing the energy of your brain to have superhuman strength. And what better way to harness it than visualization? To visualize yourself doing these lifts and feeling it, getting to the point where your heart starts to pound and you start to get tingling in your skin and you think to yourself, oh my God, I can do this. When you feel that level of commitment, you can do it.
Let me throw a question out. What is the color of strength?
Interesting. What is the color of strength? So, okay, well, I have to ask you a question before I answer the question. Is the color different for everyone?
It's the same for everyone.
Really?
Yeah. William James, the philosopher and psychologist from Harvard, William James wrote about this over 100 years ago.
Okay, what is the color of strength?
Okay. They did studies where you're doing a grip dynamometer. You're squeezing as hard as you can.
Right.
Okay. And then they had a flashing light. And they wanted to see, would different colors lights affect you differently? And consistently, everybody, whether they're a trained athlete or an untrained person, would squeeze harder on the dynamometer, even though they were always trying to squeeze as hard as they could. They squeezed harder if there was a red light flashing.
Really?
Yes. Because red is the color of danger. We're wired to go a little bit harder when it's red. Okay?
Right.
So, you know, I was reminded of that looking at a friend's home gym recently. He does a lot of grip training, and he has a bar that is basically a 4x4 for the handle. Okay?
Really?
For grip work, yeah.
I mean, that big, that thick?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's a big guy, big hands. Played college football.
Right.
You know, big guy.
Right.
Big hands, strong hands. But he's got this bar for specialized grip training. And the bar, it's metal, but it's the size of a 4x4. Not a 2x4, a 4x4.
Yeah, right.
He painted it red.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Now, did he know about the color of strength before he did
yes.
that?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
exactly why he did it. I mean, you know, it's... You know, that's one reason why some athletic teams like red uniforms, red jerseys.
Right, and you know, when you think about it, yeah, red is an aggressive color, right? When you think of a sports car, you want a red sports car.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's an aggressive color. It's a color
yeah.
color in motion. It has motion to it.
Yeah, a brown or a.
How can we use color then, Brooks? Can I use color? Can I? Should I be wearing red sunglasses in the gym? I mean, I'm not joking now. I'm serious. Is there something I can do to use color to squeeze every bit of strength out of myself?
Well, you don't want to be looking at the world through rose-colored sunglasses when you're in the gym.
Okay.
But I will throw this out. Do you have colors where you feel better?
Mm.
And that's, you know, I'm talking about, you know, a simple example. The business world, what do people wear? Power suits. And what's your power suit? It's blue, navy blue, or it's black. It's a pinstripe. Is it a brown? No. You know, because brown is an easygoing color. That's a let's work this out color.
I don't know why, but brown always reminds me of funerals, a brown suit. I don't know why, but when you say brown...
Well, it's an earth color, and it has tones of autumn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, you would never wear green, for example, to a funeral.
Right.
Because that's a spring color. Okay.
Yeah.
But everybody, you know, everybody has colors that they wear that they feel better in, and I would suggest that's the color you wear to the gym. I would never be caught dead training in brown. I feel weak when I wear brown.
Right.
You know, I wear black, I feel good. You know, I wear, you know, there are other colors. Gray is a good color. But, you know, there are some colors that just, you know, they don't work for me.
Right.
So you've got the clothing that you wear. If you train somewhere where you control the color on the walls or what the walls look like, I mean, think about what you want to do with that. If you can control, if you have your own gym and you can paint things different colors. you know, work that into the equation.
Well, okay, so let's move back to visualization. Well, I just realized we have to take – this is a great show. We have to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to get back on track with visualization here, okay? How can we use visualization to benefit ourselves in the gym? We're talking with Brooks Cubic. You can learn more about Brooks Cubic by going to brookscubic.com, BROOKSKUBIK.com. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget, second hour of the show today, Mike Mahler and world-class strongman Mark Phillippe. We're going to be talking about building strength by learning the power moves. Right now we're talking with Brooks Cubic about how visualization, the mental aspect of training, can benefit you. All right, so Brooks, we've heard about, you know, Olympic coaches working with their gymnasts and having them literally go through their routine in their head. And you see them do this right before they launch into one of their programs. You see them actually, their eyes tracking along like they're watching themselves run along the path that they're about to take. And we know that this enhances their ability to achieve what they're about to achieve. How do we get strength athletes, guys who are in the gym lifting, to accomplish this?
Well, I'm going to make an observation, which is if a 13-year-old 75-pound gymnast can do this, then anyone listening to the show can do it too. It's not that hard. What you need to do is you start out by goal setting. You want specific goals. You don't want to just say, I'm going to get bigger, I'm going to get stronger. You want some kind of number. And it should be a performance-based number because we're going to work through performance to get there. So, for example, I want to bench press 300 pounds, I want to squat 400 pounds, you know, whatever. That's a goal. And you can have, of course, as many goals as you want. Okay, you have long-term goals and you have short-term goals. Your long-term goal might be, I want to bench press 400 pounds. Your short-term goal might be, I want to go up to 20 pounds heavier than where I am now in the next 30 days. Okay? So you break your long-term goals into your short-term goals. You have your training journal to keep track of what you're doing. That shows you where you are on the road to achieving your goals. And now your training journal becomes the first tool in visualization, because when you sit down and you look back at what you did in your last workout and what you're going to do in this workout and you write it down, you're starting to program your mind to do exactly what you're writing down. So you write it down, and then what I like to do is what's called a pre-training focus. And pre-training focus is exactly what you were just talking about with the gymnasts. It's a movie of your workout, and if you can do the entire workout as a movie, that's good, but at the very least, you do the heavy exercises that you're going to be doing that day, the heavy sets, and you literally watch yourself in a movie that's playing inside your head, and you watch the whole sequence of the lift. You want to make it as real as possible. You want to, you know, if you start out by tightening your belt, chalking your hands, walking
and
to the lift.
And make it, and make it a multimedia, smell the chalk.
Exactly.
Hear the sounds, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Feel, you know, feel the oscillating fan that you know when you're standing on the platform that you're lifting that comes and breezes you. Feel it. And just imagine what it feels like. Every one of those nuances makes the brain think, oh, this is real.
Absolutely. You know, you want sweat, you want liniment, you want the smell of the gym, you want the chalk, you want everything, you know, and you want your breathing to be exactly the same as it is in the gym when you're training. You're totally focused on that, and you're watching this, and you know, it sounds silly, but you can actually develop the ability to really visualize what you're doing very clearly and precisely. I mean, that's exactly what the gymnasts do. All it takes is practice. And it doesn't take that long. You know, anybody can pick it up in 10, 20, 30 sessions, which is basically a month or less. Easy to do. So you do that before you even go to the gym. Then, when you're at the gym, you may have noticed in all my workouts, you know, I always start with a lightweight. I do warm-up sets. I work up to my heavier sets. And there are reasons for that that are physiological, but there are also reasons that are psychological. And the psychological reason is that's more opportunity for visualization. And every time I do a warm-up set and it's easy and it's light and I do it in perfect form, I'm building my confidence. I'm setting the groove. I'm setting the standard for what's going to follow, which is perfect performance for the desired number of reps when I'm using the target weight. You know, so that, you know, that's what I like to do. I like to turn the warming up process is actually part of the visualization process. And then, of course, before a heavy set, you visualize that set. You watch yourself go through it. And anyone who has ever done competitive powerlifting, weightlifting, strongman comps, grip comps, anything where you're going for broke, for that massive effort, if you're good at it, then you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because you've got to see it in your mind. You've got to see yourself lift it before you can lift it. And that, you know, that frankly is the difference between someone who goes to the gym and works out and, you know, pretty much looks the same and lifts the same from year to year, and someone who goes to the gym and they're aggressive with the bar. They're aggressive with the bar. They're focused. They go in. They achieve. They get better and better and better from a performance perspective. And, of course, you see it in the way they train, the way they look, you know, the muscle weight that they're gaining and so on. It all ties into that deep, intense focus when they're training.
Right.
And it's visualization. It's simply a drill. If you're doing three sets with your top weight, you're going to do that visualization drill before every single set. And, of course, you do what I call power talking, which is you talk to yourself. And not out loud, because they'll probably lock you up and take you away. You know, and I mean, you know, it's kind of obnoxious if everyone in the gym were, you know, talking to themselves. But, you know, inside, mentally, you're having a conversation. You know, you're saying, you know, lightweight, easy, easy weight, easy weight. I can do this. Oh, yeah, I got it. Here we go. Here we go. Easy weight. Yeah, yeah, this is mine. This is it. You know, you're constantly talking. I mean, in dinosaur training, I have what's called the no-talking rule, you know, which is you tell your training partners no talking before my set so that you can do the visualization.
Right.
But it's funny, the no-talking rule actually means no talking from anyone else so that I can have this inner monologue, which is so important, before I do my top sets.
Right.
And Carl, from your powerlifting days, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. As a matter of fact, you know, it's funny. I'm sitting here and I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm thinking to myself, those of you out there who don't believe that it's possible, you're already defeated, and you know that. How many of us have stepped up to a platform ready to do a lift and felt nervous about something, and we didn't get it off the ground? And it works in the opposite direction. It's all about the nervous system, what it comes down to. And the nervous system is steered by the brain. And if the brain believes it can do something, or better yet, if the brain disregards any possibility that it cannot do something, that it's critical to understand what I said, the difference. If the brain disregards any possibility that it cannot do something, then you will do it. How many times have you ever racked the bar wrong? And put more weight on than you thought you had and lifted it and thought to yourself, wow, that was heavier than I thought it was going to be. And then realized you lifted more weight than you were supposed to.
Yeah. Everybody has done that at one time or another. Yeah.
And you say to yourself, wow, how did that happen? And why did I couldn't lift it before? I didn't think that that was the weight. It really, the mind, the mental side of this game is so critical. If you don't believe you can do it, you can't. And if you do, you can. Now, again, I'm not saying that you go out squat 1,000 pounds if you never stepped under a bar. But the mental side of this game is as important as the physical side. Brooks, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we want to announce the winner of the Legacy of Iron, the first two volumes of Legacy of Iron. And also you have a question from a listener as well. Okay? So let's take our last commercial break. If you want to learn more about the visual side of this game, go to Brooks Kubik, BrooksKubik.com today. We'll be right back. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5388.
1-800-875-8585 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just want to summarize what we've been talking about here today. I want to summarize the concept that how visualization really works, okay? Visualization causes a stronger bond to a belief that you can lift a certain amount of weight, a belief that you can run a certain distance, a belief that you can achieve some sort of physical conditioning. And it is through that belief that obstacles are moved out of the way. And we know that this works. We know that this works because we already know that negative self-talk has the exact same effect. It keeps you from reaching things, achieving things. It keeps you from getting where you want to go. So how can you believe or understand that one works but the other doesn't? The positive affirmations, the positive affirmations from visualization, if nothing else, block the effects of the negative self-talk. So it definitely works. There's no doubt in my mind that it works. And everybody should be doing it. Everybody should be spending some time. You know what? If you don't meditate already, use this as your form of meditation. Sit at home for 10 minutes at night. Close your eyes, imagining yourself doing your heaviest lifts. Imagine yourself achieving it. Imagine that your teammates are applauding for you. Like you just broke a world record. You just hit a personal best. Imagine that. Feel it. Let it give you goosebumps. And not overnight, but over a short period of time, it will elevate you to where you want to go. What would you say to that, Brooks?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's what I always did through my sporting career and, you know, always have done in my training career and always will. You know, when I was in powerlifting and bench press competitions, I was moving up the ladder. I decided to enter a national bench press championship. And I focused on that as a goal of winning the national championship in the bench press. And, you know, national championship means, you know, that's a whole lot of territory. You know, that's a lot of ground. And it was a big goal. I had to really focus on it. And at that time, I was running 3 miles three times a week. I'd go for a run. And got in the habit of every single step, I would say to myself, national champion. Now just think about that. Three and a half miles. How many steps is that? That's a lot of steps. I've got short legs.
Right.
A lot of steps. National champion, national champion, national champion, national champion, national champion. You know, and it's almost a form of moving meditation. You know, and there was that incredibly strong affirmation repeated thousands of times every time I went out to run. And, you know, when I actually went to the competition, which I won, I wasn't even surprised. I had convinced myself that it was going to happen.
Yeah, and that's a true sign that your willpower is in gear. I want to mention something. When we were talking about the color of strength, Sincere Hogan said that red doesn't do it for him. Black does it for him. And he likes to wear black shirts and so on because he feels that it's a color of dominance. And when you think about it, it really is. When you think about all the lifting gear and so on, it's in black, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't like to wear red because red makes it look like you're wounded, like you're bleeding. Okay, I wear black. But the way the study was done, you had a red light, which was a danger light. Sincere Hogan has nailed what works for him and understands the concept, and that's really important.
Right, right. Okay, we're coming to the end of the interview, so we need to address something else right now. We said during your last interview that we would give away the first two volumes of the Legacy of Iron series of books, one of which has an autographed picture of John Grimmick right on the cover, the Clouds of War volume. And we said that if anybody could go to your blog or read your blog already and could identify the name of the reader, one of your readers, who said that John Grimmick was an animal.
A monster.
A monster, I'm sorry. I made that same mistake last time. A monster. That if they emailed me at onair@superhumanradio.com and had the correct information, they would be put into a hat, so to speak, and one name would be selected. And one name was selected. And it is a fan of ours from across the pond in the UK. And shall I name him?
Yes.
His name is Lane Wiltshire. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Wiltshire. And he is in London, and he will be receiving the first and second volumes of the Legacy of Iron series in the mail sometime next week, I would imagine. It'll probably go out tomorrow to him. Now, I have to ask also, he included a question, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
A question for you. What was the question?
Lane gets up and trains at 5:30 in the morning, trains for 1 hour three times a week, and his question was, do you have any tips on early morning training and on getting nutrients if you train first thing in the morning? Which immediately reminds me of Rocky in the first Rocky movie.
Yeah,
getting up and slamming those raw eggs down. I would not recommend the raw eggs. I think that
I would personally, but okay.
Makes a great scene in a movie, though. It varies from person to person, but you have to be really careful that you do something. You have something that is easy on your stomach. Banana is very good for a lot of people. Some people like a frozen banana if they train in those circumstances. Small amount of a protein drink, protein shake, will work real well for a lot of people. You need to be careful that you're not doing anything that's going to cause a lot of stomach acid. For example, orange juice, grapefruit juice, probably not a good idea. You want something that's going to be real easy on the stomach, particularly if you're going to go down and train really, really hard. For the same reason, if you're a coffee drinker, you probably want to save the coffee until after the workout. And the other thing, in that circumstance, I think really the most important thing meal-wise is dinner and possibly a snack before you go to bed. Mm. You might want to make dinner one that is high protein, has some fat with it, and some carbs, some good high-quality carbs, because that's what's going to be really energizing your workout at 5:30 the next morning.
Interesting. Interesting. What about waking up in the middle of the night like so many people do? We talked about this on a Body RX show, and we talked about it on yesterday's show also with Vince Andrich. Waking in the middle of the night and having maybe a protein drink for those people who have to train so early in the morning.
Some people are going to do better to get the sleep, and some people are going to do better to get the food. And that would, I think that's an individual thing, and I think it's one to test. In my case, I've never really done weight training in the morning, but I have gotten up to go running or do cardio early in the morning, particularly when, you know, back in my high school days, I would do that for wrestling. And I always wanted to sleep, and you know, I think it depends on your sleep pattern and when you're in that really deep REM sleep.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I am not a proponent of waking up in the middle of the night for a meal, personally.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so, Brooks, what's new on the blog? What articles are in play right now?
We've been doing some things about visualization and mental aspects of training. Big surprise. Been doing some things for older lifters. For some reason, I've been getting a ton of questions about from older lifters who are sore and stiff and achy. They want to know how they can keep training even though they're having trouble because everything is just so sore, so stiff. What do I do? And the answer is get a copy of Gray Hair and Black Iron. That goes through it in detail. As for the mental aspects of training, I just want to let everyone know Dinosaur Training, my original book, which you can get at the website, brookskibick.com. Dinosaur Training has more information and more detailed information about the mental aspects of strength training and muscle building, step-by-step instruction, everything that we talked about on the show, and much, much more, kind of laid out in a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or an ABC fashion. That is a really important book to have on your bookshelf. No matter what your goals, what your training style, the mental aspects are critical. And Dinosaur Training is a really, really important book for that topic.
Okay. And you can get that at brookskubik.com. And, of course, you can always hear Brooks Kubik right here. Many people have read his words, but only my listeners have heard his voice. How do you like that one?
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I make this stuff up, Brooks.
You do pretty good.
Yeah,
you
I know.
You do pretty good. You must have a red light flashing in danger, and so you think quicker.
Danger, Will Robinson. Anyway. Yeah. All right, well, listen, Brooks, always great to have you on the show. I'm sure you're going to be back soon. And if you have questions for Brooks, send them to onair@superhumanradio.com. We'll have him come back on the air and answer your questions as well. And when we come back, we're going to have Mike Mahler and world champion strongman Mark Phillippe on. Actually, he's done a lot more than just be a world champion strongman. He's created strength and conditioning programs at UNLV. He's trained some of the greatest collegiate and professional athletes in the world. And one strong dude who will pee in a cup anytime you want, because he is actually proud to be a drug-free strongman and powerlifter. Brooks, thanks a lot for being on the show today, brother.
Hey, my pleasure. Okay. Have a good one. Second hour.
Thanks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. All of
of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world, dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Very appropriate song for lifting heavy weights. Push It. And my next two guests know a little something about lifting heavy weights. Friend of the show, Mike Mahler. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Carl. Great to be back.
And strongman royalty, Mark Phillippe. How you doing, Mark?
Good. I'm doing great. Just glad to be here.
Cool. All right, so before we get started talking about this wonderful DVD, and I use that word specifically, this is by far one of the most well-put-together DVDs I've seen in a long time, and we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about this DVD in a moment. For those people who have been living under a rock, I want to talk about who Mark Phillippe is. Now, I remember when you opened your new gym in Las Vegas. I want to say it was 3 or 4 years ago. Someone sent me a clipping from either the Las Vegas Sun or the Review Journal, indicating that you had left UNLV and you had opened up your own strength and conditioning gym, correct? Am I right on that?
Yep, you are correct. It was about a little over 4 years ago.
There you go. And I actually contacted you. I wanted to have you on the show back then, but I think that you and your wife, Tracy, who worked together with the facility, probably had all you could do just to get things done that you had to get done focusing on your business. So I'm glad that you're here today.
Thanks for having me.
You started out in strongman competitions because Bill Kazmaier was your hero. Is that correct?
He was one of them. Yeah, I actually started out in powerlifting and did that for 10 years and was 32 before I switched over to strongman. So I'd won nationals and worlds in powerlifting, wanted a new challenge and new Kaz was one of my heroes, and I knew a few people. Eddie Cohn's trained with him for a while, and he made a few phone calls, and I got a tryout and kind of did pretty well. So.
And you were on that scene for about 6 years, right?
Actually, 10 more. I was started off in 97, and my last competition was in 2007. My last World's Strongest Man was 2005, and did some major shows after that. But once I started opening up my own facility, I realized how busy you can be, and I got five kids of my own, and I needed to train them, and you know, I needed to take a back seat to what other things were going on in my life.
And you won World's Strongest Man one or two of those years, correct?
I won America's Strongest Man. I made the finals of World's Strongest Man. Actually, the year I probably would have did the best, I was rolling cars, and the car won, so one of my knees kind of exploded, and you know, that set me back a little bit there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was on the show seven times, so that's why everybody kind of got sick of watching me. And, you know, but I had competed internationally all over the world for 10 years.
Now you're one of the people who is very proud to tout the drug free World Strongest Man or Strongest Man competitor as well as powerlifter, correct?
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's Strongman is what it is, and I knew going into it it was going to be, you know, a situation where they weren't too stringent upon, you know, the testing procedure. We tried to do some testing, and they have tried to do some. It's just kind of an expensive and difficult type thing that never really came to fruition. So, you know, it's I would say more of a show than it is obviously a sport because of that reason.
Yeah.
And it probably could grow more if they you know, put more time and effort into that. So.
Now, interestingly, before we get into this DVD, which is an amazing DVD, and you know, the truth of the matter is that Mike Mahler has become so proficient at putting together DVDs that not just convey information, but translate to real gains for the people who watch them. You really learn something from the DVDs that Mike does. He really should stop throwing kettlebells around and just start producing DVDs for everybody, if the truth be told. But anyway.
I'm thinking about it.
Okay, okay.
Thank you, too.
Their shoulders are getting sore, you know what I mean? but anyway, you know, one of the things I like about the DVD is that it's completely menu-driven, and you break everything down into so many different segments, you know, the movement demonstrations, why the movement is important, the techniques and the theories behind the movement and everything. I mean, it's just fantastic DVD. And one of the things that I've heard about you in the past is that they used to call you the deadliest deadlifter. Why?
Well, you know, I was known for having a big deadlift when I was powerlifting, and it kind of carried over in a strongman. You know, to be honest with you, I lost a few deadlifts when I was in strongman. I don't think I've ever lost a squat competition, though. But I never was really known for that. And maybe they didn't do it as much. And I had won the deadlift at the Arnold show. So I kind of became known for that type of thing. And I always did better in shows where we had to run around less and lift more. I was getting old, you know, I can't run around with 20-year-old kids, so it was better if the show was heavier for me. So maybe it came around from that, but I thought I had one of the better deadlifts in the world.
And in the DVD, one of the things that you do about in the segment, by the way, for those who get the DVD, and we have a special, super special discount for Superhuman Radio listeners, ridiculously special, that I'll let Mike announce here in a moment, just know that the front squat and back squat menu items are flipped. When you click back squat, it's actually front squat. When you click front squat, it's actually back squat. So don't get hung up on that, but all the information is intact. But one of the things I noticed about the deadlift is you talk about the importance of the deadlift. Before we go into this break, Mark, tell me why it's important that people deadlift.
You know, it's what you do in life, you know. Something that not many people know, I probably have a good deadlift because when I was growing up, I had to work in stone quarries for my dad outside of Milwaukee in Wisconsin. You're bent over picking things up all day long, and you know, it's for a summer job type thing, and that actually is the motion you're going to use in life quite a bit, you know, so it carries over to everyday things that you do.
Especially older individuals. I have to say to you that I agree with you 1,000%. My favorite lift is the deadlift, and probably because it's the strongest lift I have. So let's face it, I'm always going to do what I like best that I'm strong in. But I also think it's an important lift because as we age, we lose that lower back or posterior chain strength. And nothing, I mean, I know that squat is a powerful movement, but nothing builds total body strength like the deadlift from your grip work all the way down to your calves. Nothing.
It's a total body movement. You're correct. You know, you brought up something that people neglect is the grip part of it. You know, and holding on to, you can't pick something up if you can't hold it. So, you know, you know, squat, you tend to load the spine a little bit, and it's a little more difficult lift to do if you're not having, you know, if somebody's not there to really watch you closely. Whereas the deadlift, not that it's not a technical lift, but it, like I said, it's motions you're going to do in everyday life, and it's basically a brute strength lift that's, if taught properly, relatively safe to do, and you can generate a lot of muscle mass and a lot of strength. And you know, you mentioned older people who do, it's a great anti-aging device. You know, you get a lot of hormonal release from types of workout where you're going to handle a certain amount of weight. So there's lots of benefits to it.
Yeah.
I think it just gets a bad rap sometimes because maybe people don't learn how to do it properly, and you're always, you know, you always got to make sure your spine's not compromised, you have good technique, you learn how to do it. But it is one of the better lifts you can do.
You know what? I'll tell you a funny story, and then we'll go into the break. When I first started powerlifting, around 2004, my knees started to really bother me. So I went to see an orthopod to have those hyaluronic acid injections into my knees. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Had a few of them, yeah.
Okay. And they really work great. They last about a year. It's fantastic stuff. I was going every year for a while. But anyway, the orthopod that I went to see, I mentioned to him that I was powerlifting. And he said to me, well, don't ever deadlift. And I said, really, why? Because I'm deadlifting all the time now, right? I said, really, why? And he goes, oh, the sheer force on the spine is sure to cause an injury. And after he said that, he stood up, or at least he thought he stood up. He was kind of hunched over at the lower back. And he walked out of the room. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you should be deadlifting. you wouldn't be bent over like that right now if you deadlifted.
Exactly.
But anyway, look, Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to let Mike Mahler tell you how you get 60% off. Right, Mike? 60? 60?
Absolutely. Yeah.
60% off by being a Super Human Radio listener for this amazing DVD. I promise you, if you buy it and you don't love it, I'll buy it back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh, girl. She likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm her all-time favorite.
When protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaheLer.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just want to remind everybody that OrbitNutrition.com is blowing out PES's Shift. Shift is Alpha T2 without the yohimbine, without the stims. So it's basically pure thyroid hormone, T2 thyroid hormone, which will not interfere with natural productions of thyroid hormone. However, T2 has been shown in numerous studies to have powerful, powerful fat-burning effects. Superhuman Radio listeners can get Shift for $14.99 a bottle. Ridiculous. The summer is right around the corner. If you want to see your abs, get a bottle of Shift today at OrbitNutrition.com. We're talking this hour with Mike Mahler and Mark Phillippe about the new DVD, fantastic DVD, Mastering the Power Exercises. Everyone should know the power exercises. Everyone should know how to execute them. And you know what? So many of us think just because we can lift a weight that we're doing it right. You wouldn't give that kind of disrespect to the martial arts. You wouldn't say, oh, you know what? I've seen Bruce Lee do this, this, and that. I think I can do karate too. No. But yet we all do it when we walk into the gym. We think, oh, I know how to deadlift. I know how to front squat. I know how to do a power clean because I've seen somebody else do it, but I've seen them do it wrong. So guess what? I'm doing it wrong. You got to invest. If you want to make progress, you have to invest. So first of all, Mike Mahler, tell my audience how they can get a 60, that's a 60% discount on this amazing DVD.
Yeah, sure, Carl. Right now the DVD is on sale for 50% off, and that's really for everyone. But Superhuman Radio listeners can get an additional 10% for a total of 60% off just by putting in Superhuman, all one word, in the coupon section when they place their order. So when they add the DVD to the cart, right there where they check out, there'll be a coupon area at the bottom of the page. You just type in Superhuman there, and then you'll get that extra 10% off. Also, it's free shipping to everyone in the United States. And
damn.
Also, this video comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk whatsoever. Buy the video. You're not even paying for shipping. You're getting 60% off. Watch the entire thing. And if you're not happy with it, send me an email, let me know why, shoot the video back, we'll give you a refund. So, I mean, it's really a no-brainer for anyone that's serious about lifting weights. And the reason why I wanted to make this video with Mark is because right now the trend in the fitness world is let's make everything complicated. Let's do squats on a Bosu ball. Let's do one-legged squats on an Indo board. You know, everyone's trying to make stuff complicated. When I watch trainers at the gym train people, I mean, they'll have old ladies who can't even squat on the floor doing squats on a Bosu ball holding dumbbells in each hand. I go, you're really going to get a lot more if this lady just did deadlifts and squats 3 times a week and that's it. She would get way better results than 90% of what trainers put people, the programs people are on. So really this video is kind of like a protest to what's going on. It's saying, look, this is how the strongest men and women got strong. They did these exercises. And I don't see many people doing these exercises anymore in the gym. I work out at a local gym here. I'm the only guy who deadlifts in there. I've never even seen anyone deadlift in there. I'm the only guy who squats in there, does any of the power moves. And it was funny. I was talking to a guy there, like another serious trainer, and we were just talking about the importance of leg training and deadlifts and so forth. And some kid kind of jokes in, chimes in, "Oh, I never train legs." And I go, and like immediately without thinking about it, I just said, "And that's why you're weak." And those were like my exact words.
Right.
And he kind of was just stunned. And I was like, "Dude, you're weak, man. Your bench press is like, what, 155 for a few reps, and you're bouncing it off your chest? You don't even have good bench press technique." And it just goes to show that people are clueless when it comes to training. And it's kind of funny because when I brought this idea up to Mark, he's kind of like, "Is anyone going to buy that?" Because to him, it's just so basic.
You know? Right, right.
He's like, "It's just so basic. Like, come on. People don't know how to deadlift or military press or squat." It's like, who doesn't know how to do that?
Well,
because he works with such a high level of people at his gym. And I was like, "Trust me, I'm out there in the public. I do seminars all around the country, around the world. So I kind of have a pulse on what the average person needs." I go, "People are clueless. They're clueless when it comes to even bench press technique. When's the last time you really saw someone?"
And
really
I love this. I want to talk about that. But first, you got to give the website where people can order the DVD.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the video is at mikemahler.com. It's just MikeMahler.com.
Okay.
And it's right there on my homepage, so you don't have to go looking around for it. If you just go to my homepage, mikemahler.com, it's right there. You can't miss it.
Now, you know what? I remember when I had two children that were competitive figure skaters, Mark. And I remember I could always tell a good coach. When my youngest daughter, Sydney, was trying to land her axel and had such trouble with it, one of the coaches broke the axel down into four separate movements, you know, and got her to learn each of those movements and then started to work on putting them together. When I watched your DVD today, I thought to myself, that's what Mark Phillippe does. I mean, right down to the point where you're showing people, like, for instance, let's talk about the bench press. I love how you even explain the reason why you like people to grip the bar with their thumb parallel to the bar, as opposed to putting all that pressure on the front of the palm where the fingers are when they're bench pressing. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, I try and create progressions for people to learn. You know, it's a lot of the lifts are complicated if you try and learn them all at once. And at my facility and how we teach people, we coach strength and conditioning like your coach coaches figure skating or a football coaches a position. So it's attacked that way, but a lot of times you have to learn a progression, and people learn things in small segments better than they learn the whole thing all together. Like a musician can learn a part of a song versus the whole song. So if you can put the progressions together, then you can put the whole lift together. And you know, there's just different techniques that I've learned throughout the years that I've felt, you know, have worked for me. And if you analyze why you do certain things, sometimes things are done for a good reason. Sometimes things are done for, you know, for no reason. So you just look at the, you know, different lists and different ways you can teach them, and people learn in different ways. So, you know, I try and attack it that way.
And coming back to that grip segment about the bar, I never thought about it this way before, but I remember when Mike was laying down on the bench and you were showing him that you wanted the bar, instead of going completely perpendicular to the hand across the palm, if you will, you had the bar going where one side of the bar, the thumb and the pad from the thumb lied, and the other side of the bar, the pinky, let's say, would lie, so that the wrist was slightly cocked out, and
right.
And your logic was, and it makes perfect sense. And when I thought about it, I thought, wow, the wrist is much more stable when you do it that way. You don't have all this pressure pushing against the wrist, trying to fold the hand back.
Right, be like a palm strike. You know,
yeah.
Where's the power come from? Your bar's directly over your bone in your arm, instead of trying to strike from the front of your hand or push from the front of your hand, where you just create, you know, the weak part then is in the wrist joint. So
a nuance like that can be the difference between being able to execute a lift properly and not. And I love the way you really dissect each of these movements and give specific. I mean, even like with the deadlift, you know, where you want the bar to be, right behind the toes. And, you know, I mean, you're very specific. There's no ambiguity like that the lifter's going to go, I wonder if I'm doing this right. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, like I said, I think there's, you know, there's obviously a right and wrong way to do things, and everybody has their twist on things. But, you know, I try and put together techniques that have worked for me, you know, and obviously there's, everybody's got a different, little different body structure. You may have to adjust it accordingly. So you start with a baseline and then say, where do we have to adjust it according to the person? So it's, you know, everybody's going to have their little bit of variances, but, like I said, if you can systemize it to where, you know, you're not thinking about everything after you do it for a while, it makes it a lot easier.
Now, Mike, explain all the different, I mean, it's amazing the different lifts that you guys cover in this DVD, and these are all the important lifts. If you did nothing else but these lifts, you would get super strong. I mean, this is...
Yeah, well, I mean, we cover all the power exercises, so within the context of powerlifting, all the main lifts are covered, as well as some of the auxiliary lifts. So bench press, squat, deadlift are covered in detail, and then exercises that help those lifts, such as the floor press, military press, Romanian deadlift. And then we go into some of the power exercises, and these aren't full Olympic exercises like what people do in the Olympic sport. It's more modified Olympic lifting for sports like football, athletics, that kind of thing. So power clean, power snatch, hang pull, and then different progressions there. And then we have a bunch of core exercises, which are a lot different than what people think of when they hear the word core.
Yeah.
When people hear the word core training, they think, okay, we're going to be on a BOSU ball doing sit-ups, or we're going
right.
to do ab wheel rollouts or something like that. Mark does a lot of core work standing up. And one exercise on the video is called a stick turn. And this is where you work with a partner where you grab the stick in the middle and the other person grabs it on the outside. And then, like, for example, Mark and I would do this at the end of my workout where he would push in one direction and I have to push back to try to keep the bar straight. And it was always laughable to me whenever we did this because I'm going at full power. Mark's probably using 10% of his strength to keep me in place.
Right.
And if you wanted to flip me across the room, you could have just applied a little bit more strength at any moment because you could feel his core strength immediately when you did that exercise.
Interesting.
But one thing you really felt is that your torso really got engaged. And it engaged in a way that you could carry that over to deadlifts and other exercises you did. So the core drills he did were really functional. It wasn't about making your abs look pretty. It wasn't about getting a six-pack and so forth. It was about making your lower back and your midsection, what he calls your torso, really strong. And your torso does get extremely strong. I trained with Mark for about 4 months, and that was like the one thing that was permanent, even after I stopped training with him, is that my torso strength kind of went to a permanent level where every lift got better. Like, my deadlift gets better every week.
I was just going to say.
A lot of it is from learning how to engage the torso and so forth.
Because the torso, if you think of a car, you have an engine in the front transferring the power to the rear end, and the chassis in the middle is your core. That's what holds you together so that the engine can apply the strength and power that it needs to, and vice versa, depending on if you're doing a pushing movement like an overhead press versus a squat. So it's really important that column of muscle in between your upper body and lower body be very, very strong and be able to maintain some sense of rigidity
yeah,
so that the power...
Thing, yeah, it's one thing you don't see people... People are not very good at engaging their core, and you can see it visually where someone's doing a bench press, for example, and they hit that sticking point, and then their legs start coming off the floor, and they're wailing around. You know, they're not rooted properly.
Right.
And one thing Mark teaches is how to root yourself where you basically become part of the bench, and you just push yourself into the bench when you bench press. I mean, whenever I see kids benching at the gym, their feet are all over the place. So you're not going to have an impressive bench press when you're not even rooted properly.
How about guys, before we go into the break, Mark, I got to ask you this question, and we're going to go right into a break. How about guys who put their feet up on the bench when they're bench pressing? You ever see that?
You know, I think if you're doing it for a specific reason, maybe you're trying to isolate or you're not pushing with your feet at all. You know, I don't think there's a wrong lift. If you have a reason for doing it, I don't teach a lot of that because there's a balance effect of you can't stabilize yourself. You tend to roll back and forth.
Right.
You know, bodybuilders may do it with a light amount of weight for whatever reason and whatever effect they're looking for. But I basically teach, we don't allow the butt to come off the bench, but we're pushing with our feet through the floor and our hips and upper backs engaged with the bench. So it's like a total body movement. We basically lay down on the bench like we put a bar on our back to squat in that same type of position, that same type of solid position. So
gotcha.
When you start doing stuff like that, you know, it kind of looks cool, but it doesn't really help you much.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got questions. If you want to get this DVD at 60% off, you can go to Mike Mahler, MAHLER.com. It's right on the homepage. Use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN, all one word, SUPERHUMAN, and get it for 60% off. You'll love this DVD. It will teach you new things that will help you progress. If progress is important to you, now if it's not important to you, then you probably shouldn't be listening to this show. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guests this hour, Mike Mahler and Mark Phillippe. And we're talking about the new DVD that is 60% off to my audience, Mastering the Power Exercises. You go to MikeMahler.com and use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN. Spend a buck. Anyway, okay, I've got some questions that may not have been covered in the DVD, but I'm just interested in your opinion, okay, Mark?
Okay.
Shoes. What kind of shoes do you like to see people wear when they're doing these types of power lifts?
I think it varies according to the lift you're doing. I always liked when I was squatting a solid shoe with a solid heel, and I always put a little extra heel on it. When I got lifting shoes, I'd have a little extra heel on the shoe because it helped me sit back. I was more of a narrow stance squatter. My squat stance and my deadlift stance were very similar. My squat was slightly wider. And with the heel, it helped put my lower back in a better position where I didn't have to lean forward to get down to parallel when I was powerlifting. Now, with the deadlift, it's the exact opposite. You want to wear something like a wrestling shoe where you get a good grip on the ground, but you don't want any heel because then you're just basically having to lift the bar farther. And I've done a few of them in competitions, and it's not fun when you got to reach down farther to grab a weight and lift it up to your waist.
Sure.
That's what I would suggest. And with anything, overhead lifts or anything like that, I think you just got to look at having a solid heel with a good support. But those are the two differences between the two main lifts.
Have you seen these new Five Fingers by Vibram? The shoe that looks like a glove that fits over.
Let me answer that one real quick, because I got a funny story, Carl. I actually showed up when I started working out with Mark. I did a 4-month program with him because I really wanted to understand his program and how he trains people before we did the video. First day I show up with those Five Finger shoes, and let's just say I got thumbs down from everyone there.
Really? Okay. All right. I like them. They're very comfortable, but I guess they don't offer much side support.
And we've had issues where we'll do different types of sled pushes and all types of things like that, and we've had some injuries occur with them, so we just, I'm just careful about that. Not that there isn't a reason, an area where they're beneficial, but for what we were doing, it was not ideal.
Okay. All right, let's talk about Good Mornings for a second. This is a movement that I love. I've been doing them for years, but I've always done Good Mornings with the idea that they're good for the hamstrings, the glutes, and the lower back, if you're doing them right, more so the hamstrings and the glutes. But do the Good Mornings also possess any benefit for the hips?
Well, you're correct, mostly a posterior chain lift. Matter of fact, we'll do them with a safety squat bar, and you want to feel a good core exercise where you got to stabilize your core to keep your back straight. It'll work that area. So, but we're similar to what you had said. We're more low back, hips, somewhat of the hips, but hamstring, posterior chain area.
What are good movements to isolate and work the hip flexors more so?
Step up type things, lifts like that where you're exercising that specific muscle in that movement. Step up lunge, reverse lunge with a step up type motion in front of it. You can do combination type lifts like that. We basically categorize our stuff into movement patterns, and then we lift exercises in that movement pattern. So we look at the movement pattern, and then we can change the exercise within the movement pattern to make sure you're doing specific movement patterns certain times throughout the week. So that's kind of, we don't necessarily hit muscle groups, but movement, athletic movement patterns and fit exercises within that.
Have you ever seen a movement that looks like a squat, but you're kneeling? Your bar's across your back, you're kneeling, and it's basically a very short movement where your butt goes down to your calves, and then you just straighten back up again. So you're, and I don't know if they call it a kneeling squat, but it's supposed to be specifically for the hip flexor muscles. You know what I'm talking about?
I can visualize what you're doing. I haven't done them before, though. I found them.
Well, I found them in an old-time bodybuilding magazine. I can't remember what it was. It was like one of these 40-year-old magazines. And I tried it, and you can't use any, at least I can't, use any considerable weight because my kneecaps are painful. If I kneel on my, especially when I was, I made this stupid mistake of grouting a floor one day with no knee covers on, and I was about 285 pounds at the time, and my kneecaps have never been the same after that stupid mistake. But I can't put much weight on. I've tried to do them because I thought it makes perfect sense. It sounds like a great movement, and I didn't know if you had ever heard of it. That's all. So, okay.
Haven't done them yet.
No, okay. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about the DVD. What I said earlier before the when we came out of the second break of the interview, this notion that just because someone can lift the weight, that they're lifting it properly. There really is very little respect given to the discipline of weightlifting, isn't there?
I definitely agree with that, sure. And one of the things Mark always emphasized, especially when I would do deadlifts, because I'm one of those guys where once the bar would get heavy, it's more like it's a battle with myself now, because I start thinking, oh, but wow, the bar is heavy, and I'm going to have to really buckle down and try to pull that bar off the ground. And I didn't respect the weights when they were light. Like, I would just cruise through my warm-up sets. And one point Mark really emphasized is when you do your warm-up sets, lift them like they're very heavy. Don't just cruise through them with crappy form. And that's what a lot of people do. When they do their warm-up sets, they're more likely to get injured there because they don't respect the weight. It's like, oh, it's only 135 in the bar. I can just pick that up any way I want. And more, what Mark emphasizes is make every rep perfect and respect every rep you're doing, including the warm-up sets, so that when you get to the heavy weights, he's like, go in with the mentality that it's going to be hard. Don't go in with the mentality like, oh, this is going to be easy. Because when you try to pick up something heavy and you think it's going to be easy and it isn't, what happens is you give up right away. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens with people with the deadlift immediately. Like just the other day, I did a stiff-legged deadlift with 500 pounds off the ground. And you pick it off the ground, and it feels very heavy for those first couple inches. But once you get it past the knee, you're all set. The key is to get it from the floor to your knee level, because once you get it from there, your confidence is built and you can finish the lift. But those first couple inches off the floor, that's where most people cave and they give up.
Now, you said a stiff-legged deadlift. Are we talking about something that you would normally do for your glutes and your hamstrings, like that type
of thing? Yeah, I was just playing around with it. I mean, it was more like a Romanian deadlift, but a traditional Romanian deadlift is you start with it at basically waist level, and then you go from there. So I basically picked it off the floor in a Romanian deadlift position, and I did 500 pounds, and it was fairly easy, and it was a lot of the stuff that I learned from Mark, just learning how to engage your core and learning how to be really set up. Now I'm actually, what's funny is his student, Pierre, who's the guy who demonstrates all the exercises on the video, great guy, really strong guy, he actually saw the clip and he's like, what can you do for a traditional deadlift? I was like, I don't know, I haven't done one in a while. He's like, you should be able to do 600 pounds if you can do 500 pounds so easily in a stiff-legged slash Romanian deadlift. So now I've actually switched gears and I'm working on regular deadlifts and just refining form, and I have a goal of working up to that 600 pounds at my body weight of about 195 right now. So that's the main goal
awesome.
I'm working on right now.
You know what I want to do? I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to zero in and spend some time talking about technique with Mark. We hear a lot of this, people talk about technique, especially when it comes to Olympic lifting and so on. But does technique really, really, really make that big of a difference if you're a big, strong guy? We're talking today with Mike Mahler and Mark Phillippe. You can get a copy of their new DVD, Mastering the Power Exercises, by going to MikeMahler.com and using the coupon code SUPERHUMAN will get you the DVD for 60. That's 60, 60% off. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Mark, we always hear people talking about technique, you know, how important it is. If I'm a guy who has bad technique, let's say in the deadlift, for instance, do I have to go back to the basics and start from scratch, or can you correct my technique? In other words, if I have a 600-pound deadlift now, am I going to end up being weaker when I correct my technique until I get it back to where it belongs using the new technique?
Well, maybe due to a weakness in a certain area that you can correct by getting a certain part of the lift stronger, that will allow you to increase your deadlift without, you know, dropping down to a lower weight. I think, you know, I had the good fortune when I learned how to powerlift from Eddie Cohn and Dan Austin, two former world champions, and Eddie once told me, he said, you'll never miss a weight because you're not strong enough to do it. You'll miss a weight because your technique breaks down and moves the bar out of the proper bar path, so then you lose leverage on the bar, and, you know, ultimately you don't lift the weight. Mm-hmm. So I think when, you know, Mike talked about doing the lighter warm-up lifts like they were heavier, you have to practice certain movement patterns that are effective. Once you find that effective movement pattern, that technique, you keep practicing whether the weight's light or the weight heavy, and then all you do is pick the intensity up. And then your nervous system, basically the pathways that your nervous system learns get thicker and thicker, and you learn the movement better. And it should be like shooting free throws. The technique is the same all the time in the lifts. The better you move, you learn the technique over and over and over, the stronger you're going to get faster because you're going to use the proper technique. So if I look at somebody and they have a flaw, you know, I want to teach them the correct way of doing it, but then maybe they have a flaw because of the weak area of the movement that we also have to do extra work on to correct.
Gotcha. What about the wrists in the Olympic lifting? I part of my problem that steers me away from Olympic lifting, especially like power cleans and stuff like that, is my wrists don't fold back that well. Like even when you were illustrating the front squat with your the guy that was on the DVD. What was his name again, Mike?
His name is Pierre. No, he's a great guy. Yeah. And just real quick, just with the good morning, Pierre can do 405 on a good morning. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's impressive. Very
great
impressive.
Great guy. Works with Mark. Yep.
You know, even like with the front squat, his hands and his arms are positioned just like you would with an Olympic lift, and his wrists are completely folded back, and just the fingers are holding the bar. That is a very, very painful place for me. I can't get my wrists that far back. What do I do?
Well, you know, obviously we'll work on the flexibility part of it, which takes some time. But then we break the lift down. Now, when we're doing cleans, we're looking for, ankle, knee, and hip extension. So then we would just do high pulls and get the same benefit. Most of the, you know, if there's an injury problem or a flexibility problem on the clean, it usually comes on the catching part, and that's your hardest part right there because of the flexibility issue. So we would do clean high pulls instead for a while, work on the flexibility, try and get you in that position with a lighter weight, but get most of our work done just doing a portion of the lift, the most important, the pulling part. And, you know, maybe we focus more on hang snatch, which is actually an easier lift to learn.
Yeah.
The lockout's a little bit easier if, you know, if you got the shoulder flexibility.
Right. All right, so we want people to go check this DVD out. It's a fantastic DVD at MikeMahler.com. And Supreme Radio listeners, like I said, get 60% off. Mike, how long has this DVD been on the market now?
DVD's only been out for about maybe 3 weeks now. We just put it out at the end of April, actually.
And what are the responses from the people that you've allowed to preview it? I mean, I think it's an amazing
DVD.
People
love it.
Not only is the negative
about it. People love it. People just keep emailing me saying, man, the more I watch this, the more I learn. This is incredible. And the way I recommend people use the video is when you first get it, watch the entire thing. Just watch the whole thing. And then after that, just watch certain segments that you're trying to work on. And so, for example, the way I use it is, like, if I'm going to deadlift that day, I'll watch the deadlift portion just to get all those tips back in my mind refreshed before I go do my deadlift workout. If I'm going to work on the military press the next day, I'll watch that clip just to get everything fresh before I go back. So what I'm saying about this video is this is not something where you're just going to kick back and watch it one time and then it ends up on your shelf collecting dust somewhere. It's going to be a resource where you can keep going back and back and back and forth. And you can even just download it, put it in your iPhone or put it in whatever portable device you have. You can even take it with you to the gym so you could just review the tips right there before you do your workout. And there's so many ways you can use a video like this. But it's really a great training resource that you're going to use a lot.
Well, and that's what I was saying earlier about the way the DVD flows. You know, like, for instance, it's completely menu-driven. So you have – because a lot of DVDs, you put them on – they start at the beginning, they play, you know, and they take you through a course of actions, but...
Yeah, I have to credit my brother for that. My brother Roger is the one who films and edits my video, and Roger's very meticulous. He does a fantastic job of breaking things down in a way where it's very easy to navigate. So he does an exceptional job with
that.
Yeah,
I mean, you can
go... That's really why the production of the video is so good, is because of him.
He, you know, for instance, you click the pressing exercises menu, and it brings you to... bench press, floor press, barbell military press, barbell push press, and then there's a little arrow to the right where you can hit the right arrow button. It takes you a little bit deeper into the DVD. But at that point in time, you can choose which press you want to talk about. So if you click barbell push press, it gives you an introduction. It gives you the benefits. It gives you the effects from the military press. It gives you breathing. The proper way to breathe, you know, and there's a lot to be said for this because breathing is part of core strength. If you don't have your breath pattern proper, if you're not breathing properly, first of all, you're not going to bring enough oxygen into the blood to keep the body functioning properly. And more importantly, if your breathing timing is off, your core strength is going to be off because that ball of air inside your chest is part of what helps stabilize the core. Am I correct?
One of so many tips on there, and yeah, absolutely. You know, you're correct. And I wish I had this video when I first started working out as a kid. And I wish I had access to a guy like Mark. You know, Mark has a lot of teenagers who work with him, and I always made a point of telling them, you guys don't know how lucky you are to have a resource like Mark so early in your athletic career, your lifting career, etc. Because there's so many mistakes I could have avoided, and there's so much more progress I could have made in those years with a guy like Mark. And what I like about Mark is the fact that he's not just a world-class strength athlete. He's competing in strongman, powerlifting, and excelled there. He also has the academic side, and he's excelled. And that's a very rare combination in our industry. Usually you see one or the other, but not both, and certainly not at the high level that Mark has in each area.
Right. And again, coming back to the DVD and how it flows, and credits to your brother, you know, if you want to just – if you need a refresher about one of the items in the particular movement, you can go right to it. We're all busy. You know, no one wants to stand around fast forwarding through scene, next scene, next
right.
scene, trying to find what, oh, that's the, it's like you go right to it. You hit barbell
exactly.
front squat, you go right to the execution of the movement, the stance, demonstration, you go right to it. You go right to what you need and you watch it and then you move on. I love, because you know, expedition, you know, being expeditious is really critical in life today. You can't sit around and waste a lot of time looking for a piece of information. People lose interest. They move on. Great DVD. Props to your brother, really.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, he did a great job. And you make some good points. I think actually I'm gonna go back to my statement where I said watch the entire thing. I'm gonna say instead of doing that, just watch what you want to watch, what you're focusing on right now, and then return to other stuff later. Especially if you're busy, because it's like you said, you may buy the video for one reason. You want to improve your deadlift, so you just focus on that, and then maybe you come back another week, a week later, and say, okay, now I want to work on my bench press, or I want to work on the front squat, and you focus on that. It's just, again, I like to make training tool resources that people are actually going to use. A lot of people make videos where it's them just doing feats of strength, basically.
Yeah,
like,
watch me.
What I can do.
Yeah, watch me.
And you watch that stuff, and you're like, great, so what? But this video is something where it's not about what Mark and I can do. It's about what you're going to get out of it. It's about you, the viewer, what you can benefit from.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic video. Fantastic. Great job, guys. And I could tell you that it's part of my permanent library. You didn't want me to send this back, did you want me, Mike?
No.
Okay, good, because you weren't going to get it back. That's why. Mark, listen, I want to congratulate you on this DVD. Hope that there's going to be more coming from you, too, as well.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to put some more out. We just want to make, like Mike said, sure the information is quality information. We're just not going to pump out videos for the sake of putting them out. So, and Mike's my barometer on what he feels is important for the average person.
Yeah, no,
he's
good at that.
Yeah, just real quick, and I'll make it brief, is that Mark has some great fat loss metabolic conditioning workouts, so that's really the next idea I have for a collaboration with Mark, where we show all of his fat loss strength conditioning protocols, metabolic conditioning, which is off the hook. It's incredible stuff. People are going to love that.
Very cool, very cool. Listen, guys, thanks so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, so that's the end of the show. I just wanted to mention again, we have a winner of the Brooks Kubik first two volumes of Legacy of Iron giveaway, and he is in the UK. It's Lane Wiltshire. Lane, if I sent you an email. If you haven't gotten it yet, please email me back at onair@superhumanradio.com and let me know where you want the book to be sent in your email. It is a business address. I don't know if you want it sent to work, but I'll be glad to send it to work if that's where you want it. Also, I want to remind everybody that you can get the Mike Mahler, Mark Philippi DVD Mastering the Power Exercises at MikeMahler, MAHLER.com, and save 60% off. Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional discount. Save 60% off the DVD when you use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN. Check it out. It really is a fantastic DVD. I challenge anybody to tell me that they wasted their money. Also want to remind everybody about Orbit Nutrition one last time. PES Shift, which is a form of thyroid hormone T2, which has been shown to burn fat, is on sale for $14.99. Get it today and look lean for the summer. And of course, opresource.net, your discount source for legitimate peptides. opresource.net, use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, SUPERHUMAN25, to save an additional 25% off. We'll see you tomorrow with another great show, I promise.